Morgan Lioncotti, research director at Utah Foundation, says voters listed jobs in the economy, education, and energy issues as their top priorities. However, there are a few issues some candidates highlighted, like states' rights and access to public lands, that didn't show up among voters' responses.
You know, they may be focused on this because it was such an issue during the legislative session, and especially an issue for Republicans, but it just clearly is not showing up with the voters in general.
Lioncotti says the top three issues of the nine candidates surveyed were well aligned with those of voters, but Peter Cook's priorities lined up the most, although he did not list immigration as a top issue like most voters did, nor did he list gay rights, which the survey indicated is important to voters from his own Democratic Party. She says Governor Gary Herbert, who ranked nearly every issue as high priority, also lined up well with voters, except on issues like transportation and access to public lands, which most voters didn't feel were important. Political science student Robert Drinkall, who attended the forum at the University of Utah's Hinckley Institute of Politics, says he's most concerned about the economy.
I think jobs and economy really feed the public's interest the most, because if everybody's happy in that respect, then the rest of their concerns will probably drop off of the list.
Drinkall was surprised that higher education was so far down the list of candidates' priorities, as well as immigration, considering it was a hot-button issue just last year. But the biggest surprise, he says, was learning which candidates seemed to be most in line with voters' concerns.
I was not surprised that Governor Herbert ranks everything high, but to have Peter Cook be most in line with the general public surprised me, so something I want to investigate maybe a little bit further.
Utah Foundation President Steve Cruz says it's a challenge to connect candidates and voters in a way that reveals who the candidates really are.
Because, you know, as a candidate, sometimes you don't want to reveal yourself. Sometimes you want to speak in generalities, and you want to be everything to everyone, and we're trying to make them not do that, and that's a challenge for them.
The gubernatorial candidate study will be released Friday. We have a link to the Utah Foundation on our website, kcpw.org. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.